Does Lockheed Martin have its own alien recovery team? You heard me right. A team that gets a phone call, goes out, and recovers downed UFOs. A whistleblower, Lockheed Martin, has now come forward to our next guest with stunning details about Lockheed's secret alien recovery program and reverse engineering program. But this whistleblower went on to claim, this is where it gets even more bizarre, that a Lockheed reproduction craft crashed in Nevada in 2004 at the same time it was also being tracked by JSOC, J-S-O-C, which of course is the Joint Special Operations Command. They both descended on this crash site at the same time and a firefight ensued where two members of JSOC were killed, according to this whistleblower. That Lockheed whistleblower came forward to our next guest, John Stewart, former candidate for Congress in the office of Illinois governor. Joining us today on Redacted is that former guest of Redacted, who created a shockwave the last time he was on, talking, of course, about the investigation into the provenance of that truly bizarre alien, alleged alien interview video film that came forward back in 1991. John joins us now with this unbelievable story. John, welcome back to the show.
Layton, thank you. Thank you for having me. Just wanted to be clear that I am not coming on this show for any sensationalism. I am not going to be on this story as a journalist, as an independent investigator. My emails for the fourth time were swiped off my phone three days ago. Hence why I contacted you to kind of, you know, get me out into the public to say, here's what I was told. I didn't investigate this. It was being told to me and another journalist who does not live in the United States. My emails got swiped. I went to the FBI. I made a police report in the town where I live in Deerfield, Illinois. And this is ridiculous. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. I've got a commercial real estate deal that I'm closing on behalf of my father on Saturday. All of the inner office memos are gone and swiped. It's been just chaos. So this is why I'm coming on. I don't need attention. I ran for governor. I've been a pro wrestler. I don't need this. I don't need this. But I'm going to come on. I'm going to tell the story. I'm going to make it public to the government and to all the military agencies. Don't worry. I'm not on the story, and I'm not going to investigate it, but I am going to come public with what I was emailed, which has been a plethora of insiders and military whistleblowers after I was on your show who have besieged me with emails. I am not psychologically equipped with this. I am not a therapist. I'm not a professional investigator, ufologist. These people have besieged me with these stories. And this one, I believe, is what tripped off someone swiping emails on all four email platforms on my iPhone. And this is the fourth time now. So I've had it.
Thank you for having me on. My pleasure. And again, so let's go through what this insider has provided to you, Lockheed Martin information and documents and photos, which we'll show here in just a moment. We're going to show some runway photos also that this insider has sent to you and provided to you from Lockheed Martin. So take me back here. This Lockheed Martin insider tells you that in 2004, one of their craft that they had built using alien technology had crashed, and a firefight ensued between Lockheed Martin employees and JSOC, who descended on this site at the same time. So can you go through this in more detail?
Absolutely. He simply sends me an email, says that he, and I am going to protect him, even though he really didn't ask. The only thing he ever asked me not to do was name the city and town of the Lockheed storage facilities. And I will definitely absolutely do that. And I'm not even going to say where he works now, because I didn't even know what the company was until I heard it on another podcast and I almost fell off my chair. With that being said, I get an email about 2 weeks ago. It says he was in the military. He worked for DIA, a three-letter agency that, you know, Clayton, is not happy with me because I finger the DIA as being running the alien interrogation and retention facility at one point south of Area 51. And he says that I once worked for Lockheed. I no longer do. I work for a subcontractor. So he was in the military, DIA, Lockheed. Now he works for another subcontractor. He said, I know why there is one of the confusions in the situations in the logjam in Congress regarding this NDAA disclosure and the disclosure amendment is that Congress finally knows and realizes that Lockheed has its own NHI, non-human intelligent craft. I wrote him back. I'm like, well, everyone knows that the government, you know, gave out material, metals, whatnot, maybe even whole craft to various agencies, Lockheed Skunk Works being one of them. He said, no, you don't understand. Let me finish the whole story. This is from him, not my investigation. He said that Lockheed eventually broke through, his words, of how to successfully reproduce NHI, a non-human intelligent craft. They were so successful at it that they ended up not informing the government of their breakthrough. And at one point, this letter tells me that Lockheed actually told the government, you know that craft, and I'm being glib here, you know the craft, that alien craft he gave us in 62, we just can't figure it out. You want it back? You know, and I'm being glib. And we just can't figure out the technology. We can't move it past. We're at a firewall. Can't happen. A complete lie from Lockheed to the oversight committee or who was ever oversighting these black projects. This is from the whistleblower. On top of that Lockheed created its own, and this is in the 70s, created its own recovery team where they were, this is kind of like two repo people trying to get a, you know, two banks vying for the same car, you know, trying right, to repossess right. that they were actually tracking extraterrestrial craft along with aspects of the government, whether that be NORAD or JSOC, because Lockheed had developed advanced radar systems. They had their own aircraft and helicopters and, you know, and they developed this recovery team. And they also developed their own recovery team. So this team, listen to me very closely, folks, so that this team could pounce on their Lockheed craft that they reproduced that might have crashed so the government didn't get it. Does that make sense? So we've created this really advanced extraterrestrial-esque craft. We've lied to the government about it because we're going to hide this and just use it for our own good for whatever that is. And if this crashes, we need to recover it before the government recovers it. So this story is crazy. I'm like, this is absolutely unbelievable. I know he's legit because I know by the vernacular in his email, the coding, the abbreviations. I know an insider email in 12 seconds now doing this for 5 years. And he says that, it gets even crazier. He says that in 2004, a Lockheed ARV, an alien reproduction vehicle, was flying in South Nevada. I will not give the small town. And it crashed, but this craft was being tracked by JSOC because JSOC thought it was actually an interplanetary or interdimensional extraterrestrial craft. I hope you're following me.
Right. They thought this was an off-world vehicle. JSOC did.
Because JSOC and most of the government have not been briefed in that Lockheed has successfully reproduced to an advanced degree, replica extraterrestrial craft. In the 60s and the 70s, they developed something like a flux liner. It was a very basic alien reproduction vehicle. They made the leap. They made the jump. And I will not say how this happened. They made the leap and made the jump, kept this from the government. So when the government is tracking this Lockheed reproduction craft in 2004, they think it's an alien craft. It crashes. Again, this is his story, not my investigation, folks. It crashes in Southern Nevada. JSOC recovery team and a Lockheed recovery team descend on this crash at the same time. Now, I'm assuming JSOC probably doesn't have military insignia because they're a covert military operation. Obviously, Lockheed didn't have military insignia. And Lockheed and JSOC, from this, what this whistleblower says, start a firefight because JSOC thinks it's, you know, it's terrorists. Lockheed thinks it's, you know, whoever. They have to protect Lockheed's craft, and a firefight ensues. It gets even crazier. This whistleblower claims that two JSOC airmen, two JSOC members, two JSOC soldiers, however you call them, I'm not a military person, were actually killed in this firefight. He went on to say that he knows, remembered their names, and that they were of Asian descent. I mean, what a peculiar detail to put in this. So in 2004, two Asian JSOC soldiers with Asian descent allegedly died in this firefight. This is what was claimed to me.
So he goes on and has their names. And he has their names. Did he reveal?
He claims he has their names.
Okay, he didn't reveal their names to you.
He is never going to go public. He has now ghosted me, folks, which is so typical. These people come to me. They tell me these crazy tales. I vet them. I find they're real. The people are real. And then they ghost me. I don't know why that is, but that's, you know, it's almost like a hit and run. Like I'm Fraser Crane therapist of whistleblowers. I'm being too funny because I'm too old to cry or, you know, be nervous.
Right.
I'm not equipped to handle this. So Clayton, I call another military whistleblower that I've been working with for 5 years. I want to be very specific here. Again, this is what was told to me. This is not my investigation. I want to be clear on that. I said, is it true that Lockheed had its own alien recovery team? Absolutely. Everyone knows this. I don't know it. I said, is it true that there was a firefight in 2004? The military whistleblower's answer to that was pause, quiet. He went, it got really bad. You're crazy. I've never heard of it. Let me go ask around. It got really bad. What does that mean? I have no idea. But I'm coming today. I'm coming public with this. And I'm telling you, Clayton, thank you for having me on your show. We don't need keyboard warriors telling me that I'm crazy. I'm telling you I was emailed. I'm telling you what another whistleblower told me. I'm telling the government I have no interest in this story anymore. I'm not covering it. I'm off. You win. You know, again, ding, 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 then the heavyweight champion of the world of intimidating witnesses and whistleblowers, the U.S. government, you win. But I wanted to come forward since my emails were swiped once again, type of protection, just to say, here it is, as crazy as it sounds. And this whistleblower, former Lockheed employee, and I'll end with this, Clayton, he claims that the David Grush, people have been killed to keep this secret. He was referring to this Lockheed JSOC firefight as, you know, as my wife says, take a ticket on the crazy train because this is what this is turning into.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can imagine if two individuals are killed and it's classified, it's being kept quiet. And right. And JSOC doesn't want this information out there. Two individuals who were killed in this firefight with a Lockheed recovery team. This is a remarkable story. And also this whistleblower brought you photos of these runways, these Lockheed runways. Let's just show these and explain. Well,
could you even claim this is a runway we're about to look at? It's got geometric shapes on it. It's bizarre, but go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, well, let's show these. How is this a runway? I mean, where did these photos came from? This whistleblower, we don't know the location of these runways specifically, but yeah, there's geometric shapes here. I mean, so not a normal landing zone, right?
No, absolutely bizarre. Clayton, the other thing, you know, I ran for Congress. I took an oath of candidacy when I ran for Congress, even though I didn't win in 2000. And the thing that bothers me the most is the possibility, and I'm not indicting Lockheed here. I'm not indicting the government. This is a mess. This whole alien situation phenomenon is an absolute mess for 80 years. I understand that. What I am concerned about is the potential of a corporation that gets public funds, that's traded on the stock exchange, a public corporation acting almost like a sovereign country, its own military arm, its own military vehicles, and its own radar system, subverting literally the United States government, tricking its own craft. I mean, this isn't right. You're lying to the government. The government, whether you like them or not, helped Lockheed, you know, and was the first, we gave Lockheed craft, alien extraterrestrial craft, 40, 50 years ago. Why are you subverting the government? That to me is troubling, and you're acting almost like a sovereign country, and that is appalling.
And I think the other big piece of this that really bothers me on a personal level, because people can watch this and they can say, this is a distraction. This is what you can have whatever thoughts you want about it. I mean,
sure.
You know, and I think this, you know, as our friend Tucker has talked about, this ship has sailed. We now know this is legitimate. Yeah, this is, you know, it's well documented. That ship has sailed. If you're back in 1995 in your brain, then that's on you, you know. But to me, one of the most troubling things is that if we have this technology and we have advanced healthcare technology. We have advanced transportation technology. We have advanced energy technology, and it's being kept from the American people, and that people can't afford to pay their bills for energy. They can't afford, they're being slammed for carbon credits because of their, think about the, or they're dying of cancer, and we have these technologies that are available to us that we know about. And I've heard from other individuals who've seen these technologies, watched literally the removal of tumors in seconds using this technology. That's being kept from us. That to me, you know, that is one of the most horrific things possible, that they're keeping this from us. They're allowing us, they're allowing the biopharmaceutical complex to make billions of dollars off of diseases and things like that they have absolutely the ability to eradicate in seconds.
Yeah, Clayton, that is a great point. And I'm not threatening anyone. I'm just making the statement. Again, I have always, you're looking at a guy that kept, with Senator Mark Kirk, kept the North Chicago VA hospital open from closure in 2000. And 3 years later, $135 million John Lovell Medical Center was built for Army, for military veterans. I was the one of the progenitors of that. I just want to make that clear. I'm not bragging. Military is so important and it sits on the top of my pyramid of what is important in this country. I want to make very clear, and I want to give a warning, a gentle warning to the government. When the underserved and the underprivileged, I'm one of them, of this country, of United States of America, wakes up and pays attention that almost $7 trillion has been spent in 80 years on, you know, reverse engineering metal and in biological, exobiological material. When the underprivileged and underserved who are working three jobs can't find daycare for their children, the single mothers, when this group in America wakes up and realize what the government has spent on this program instead of spending it on Americans, you know, you're gonna see a bloodless revolution take place, and you're gonna see people demanding answers. And when the, and when they grab the pitchforks and torches, I just want to tell Washington D.C. they're not coming to my house. They're coming to your house. Remember that. So get on the ball. Get this stuff out. Let's start taking care of the American people and our military, and let's move on as a country, please.
And that's why we want to share this story, get it out there. So this whistleblower comes to John, reveals this information about Lockheed. John confirms it with other military insiders that what happened in 2004 in this firefight between the U.S. government and Lockheed Martin employees as part of this alien recovery team. There you have it. We've shown you the runway photos that were also shared with John from this insider from Lockheed Martin. And we will continue to watch this story. John, if you hear more about this, please share it with us. And we appreciate you, as always, joining us here.
I will, Clayton. Thank you, and have a healthy and happy, safe 2024 to you and all your listeners and viewers. Thank you.
Likewise to you as well. Thanks, John. Thank you so much for watching this segment here at Redacted. We are live every day at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, trying to share the stories that the mainstream media will not cover. You should also come over and join our community of Redacted Rebels over at redacted.inc. That's our private locals community where we can share exclusive content that we simply cannot share here on YouTube. Come over and join the rebellion together right now by going to redacted.inc. We'll see you next time.